part three of the Buzz Bubble interview with Mike Hughes. Now back to our host, Kevin Kelly, on the Buzz Bubble.
There's been some speculation in the press that Walmart found it attractive that you were not one of those big snobbish New York agencies, and it was one of the situations where maybe not being, you know, in the metropolis was a positive thing. That maybe goes along the lines of you know, you being the, I've heard you called the anti Don Draper. Maybe a little about that, you know.
Yeah.
Was it a challenge at times? And apparently, you know, at times it can be, you know, very positive things being down here.
Well, being in Richmond, Virginia is sometimes a pain in the neck, and sometimes it's helpful. But the truth is, you know, everybody jumped to the conclusion that Walmart was attracted to us because we were in a Walmart kind of market. And the fact was, the people who were looking at an agency in that crazy review process they went through actually told us that they thought it was a huge advantage for the New York agencies. Two advantages. First of all, there are direct flights from Bentonville to New York, and so it's a lot easier to get in and out of Manhattan from Bentonville than it is to Richmond, Virginia, where the connections are awful and it takes forever. And the other was that they thought that the New Yorkers could bring a more objective viewpoint to what they do. They said, we know our markets. We live in Bentonville. We know that stuff.
Okay.
Maybe that objective outside voice. And so those were actually things we had to overcome. But I think one of the ways we overcame that, when they first called, we declined and said, didn't feel right for us. Walmart didn't feel right. And then I got on the phone with someone from Walmart, and she did a fabulous job of talking me into it. But I said, I still want to talk to our people here. So we brought the creative department together, and I said, look, we're not going to do this if you guys all jump under the desks as soon as I walk around with a Walmart job. We're not going to live that way. I'm not going to do that. And so we let them decide. And they voted overwhelmingly, let's do this, because I told them what I had been told.
Right.
And so we all engaged in it. And I think some agencies that didn't go through that process, from what I heard, and this is rumors, but what I heard is they had people who didn't want to work on Walmart. And our people had decided they wanted to work on Walmart. You know, Walmart's actually doing a lot of good now. And I think in the big cities that wasn't always appreciated.
Right.
We've had the privilege of working with both Al Gore and Walmart on sustainability issues.
Right.
And Al Gore would be the first to tell you that Walmart's going to make a bigger difference than Al Gore made. And
that's terrific.
So there are things
that's
of that
fantastic.
Pretty cool.
I saw you're bridging that connection to where's their main office?
Bentonville.
Yeah, we walked by and we saw the Walmart room, and no one here was in it, but we walked in and someone was in Bentonville and said hello on the, teleconference.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You've bridged
constant
that gap.
Video. Yeah.
Something I can really identify with is maybe some advice you have for those, you know, 10 to 20 person agencies that are really looking to get to that next step, you know, and maybe we step the clock back to when you know, you first got here in the early 70s, and number one, some advice for those agencies that are looking to make that next jump, and a little about your history here.
You know, I really shouldn't do this, because about 12 or 13 years ago, maybe not quite that long, I got a call from Alex Bogusky, and he was just bringing in his new agency president, and he wanted to come learn from the Martin Agency, come spend a day with us. And I said, sure. And he came up and spent the day. And then he went like this. So I take all the credit for their success.
That's
but
terrific.
But what I think when I started here, what I thought was that it was all about the work. And one of the advantages of being in Richmond, Virginia, is the constant pressure to do outstanding work to give people a reason to come here, because this is not the first place anybody would think of for an ad agency. And so, you know, we're dead if we don't do things in a special way. And so the work is incredibly important to us. But now that I'm a little older and look back, I think it was really, the work was the second most important thing. And the first most important thing for us was the group of people that we brought together. And the group of people who cared a lot about the work, but also were, had a lot of integrity with how they would approach a job. Is this work that I would be proud to do? Is this work that our clients will be proud of? Is it work that'll work? And we learned some things along the way. I always resisted having the direct response people become part of the general agency. And they finally talked me into it. And it was a fabulous thing to do, because the people with a traditional advertising background knew a lot about craftsmanship and how to do attention-getting work and well-crafted work. And in the direct response industry, they hadn't had their burn back yet. They still haven't had their burn back. But what they were was very responsive to what worked in the real world, what worked in test markets, not some crazy copy testing, but in the real world, what worked. And that sense of what worked makes a difference. I wish all of our clients had the same direct response mechanism that Geico has, because otherwise you end up in esoteric discussions about
how did it do
and how did it do in copy testing, which, as far as I can tell, it's not always wrong and it's not always right. It just has nothing to do with the real world. But we became very responsible about how things worked in the real world. And I think that was a great learning force.
Right. And you have so much data today that you can learn immediately how you're doing. Hey, how am I doing? How's this one doing? Or like you said, that I saw in one of your quotes that it's a direct response campaign. Put the flying monkeys out and they didn't work. So let's make a change.
Yeah, in fact,
very quickly.
When it was more telephones than computers, we used to have trouble getting some directors to work on Geico. They wouldn't do it. They said, we don't do things that end in phone numbers. They define direct response a certain way.
Right.
We don't do that. Now some of those same guys are calling us up. Can I
work on that?
We'd be great for Geico. Well, where were you in 1995?
Yeah. Right. You talked about the joy of work itself. Can you pick a couple of times throughout your career that some of the, you know, kind of milestone moments for you as you came through the business?
God, there have been so many. I'll never forget the first time an ad came out that Harry Jacobs and I had done together, a big full-page newspaper ad.
Yeah.
That was just fabulous moment.
Work.
Some of the new business wins, especially when I partnered with John Adams here, and some of those things were kind of exhilarating.
I bet, yeah.
Watching the people grow here. Quick little story. I got a call one day from Miller Beer, and they were saying that at their agencies they weren't getting the best people, and they wanted to give us a project if I would promise our best people for them. Well, we were so busy, but I did. I said I will do that, and I went out and got Ty Harper and Raymond McKinney, who are our best team. Oh well. Nobody's better. We got a lot of great best teams, but nobody's better than that. So that's a real first-class team. And it was just those two and me, because we didn't have a lot of other people sitting around available to do this. And we went out there, and on the plane ride back, Ty and Raymond and I talked. And we had John Ryland, who was a studio artist, and he wanted to be an art director. And Todd Brosnahan, who we had originally hired to drive a van across the country, and he had just gone from place to place within the agency because everybody liked him, and he wanted to be a copywriter, but he had never done any of that. And so Tyler Raymond said, we might, you know, give John Ryland and Todd a crack at this. And this was in late November, and by March Madness, to make a long story short, Todd and John Ryland had a whole campaign on the air for Miller Beer.
Wow.
When they went to the production, Todd was sitting next to the client at a bar the night before they were start shooting, and the client said, "Well, what else do you work on?" He said, "This is my first time ever." And, but we had sent either Ty or Raymond or both with them, so they had some help. So they had some help, but it was it wasn't how we saw that thing playing out when we first got the call from the Miller.
Wonderful story.
That's it for part 3 of the Buzz Bubble with Mike Hughes. Tune in next week for part 4.